Now, it's my great pleasure to introduce Judge David Newell. And unfortunately for him, he's not only one of my colleagues, but he's been a friend of mine for a long time. So that's too bad, David. I'm sorry. Anyway, David has served our court since 2015. And I'd like to acknowledge Judge Geary in the audience, too. Judge Geary, and I think some other judges from our court were supposed to be here. I don't know where they are. But anyway, they'll be here by and by. David went to UT for law school, and he served both Fort Bend and Harris County's DA's offices and prior to his election here. And he is board certified in both criminal law and criminal appellate law. And he's licensed by a whole bunch of people. And he and his wife, you're going to see pictures, have two wonderful sons. I think they're both in college now, right?
Yep.
So David is 100 years old, but I'm older. So please welcome Judge Newell.
Thanks. Just realized I'm going to have to nope out of this here real quick and pull up the other one. And there we go. Okay. So, yes, this is, I always try to put, this is a picture of me and my wife and my very much younger son back when I started this job when I was a little bit heavier. And, but I'm proud to announce that I did have a, I've been keeping to my New Year's resolution here for today marks the 130th day of heroin abuse. I look better and it feels awesome. That's not true. That's not true. Anyway, so let me make sure the sound works. No. Okay. This is why I put this. No. Okay. This. Oh, now I see.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds working. That's really good. Just imagine if this had been 9 in the morning. That would be great. So I'm here today to talk about the Court of Criminal Appeals case law update, or as I'm liking to refer to it, some things have happened. Maybe you're aware of them. I don't know. But actually, no, this is a little bit, I think this is a kind of a, the launching point here is this. I think that there's, you're seeing more in more recent cases, a willingness to sort of re-examine sort of accepted truths that have just been like, this is the way we've always done it. And so the court is actually looking a lot more curious, or is taking a little more curiosity, or having more curiosity about the way certain holdings have been, and they're re-examining what we should be doing, which I think you see from the United States Supreme Court all the way down, and certainly in the Court of Criminal Appeals. And so the thing I always say, too, if you've not taken down the email, it is in the paper, but take down the email for Nicole Reedy at texascourts.gov. I update the paper periodically. We are up through the end of April at this point, and we will have a completed paper sometime in July. So if you take this down and send an email to Nicole, she'll be happy to send you the completed paper once all those cases are in. And so with that out of the way.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all.
Okay, so I like to start with a sort of a very low-key sound, right? You know, instead of a big thing. So I figured this is hit the Ativan taking audience here. But this case involves magic mushrooms, and that's one of the reasons why I picked that song. It's a case called Parker versus State, and it deals with magic mushrooms and anticipatory search warrants. Parker's friend in Oregon decided to send some special mushrooms to Parker in Texas, and then thought, hey, I'm going to tell UPS that there are magic mushrooms in here. And of course, the Oregon police were alerted. I did not know that there were Oregon police.